The capture of Ratko Mladic couldn't have come at a better time. On the same day that the EU's foreign policy chief Catherine Ashton arrived in Belgrade for an official visit, and just when the War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague had been expected to issue a damning report about the lack of progress towards Mladic's capture, Catherine Ashton's spokesman, Michael Mann, said this removed the main stumbling block to Serbia's hopes of joining the EU.
This is something that we've been hoping that they would do for a long time. It's part of their undertaking they've made and part of their journey towards the European Union. This is one of the things that they had to do, so we're very pleased that they've done it today. And obviously he will now be sent to The Hague, and that is a good thing because he faces some extremely serious charges. And hopefully this will help Serbia on its way to moving closer to the European Union.
Although the news seemed to take everyone by surprise, experts say the Serbian government has, under President Tadic, been working hard at the capture of its war criminals in its bid to join the EU. In 2008, Serb forces caught the Bosnian Serb political leader Radovan Karadzic, and the government tried to clamp down on those hardliners and officials who still supported Mladic, a man some regarded as a war hero. Tomas Vanacek of the Centre for European Reform explains.
It's been pretty clear for a while now that the news around Ratko Mladic has to be tightening because the new government has been gradually withdrawing and clamping down on the support that Ratko Mladic probably received from some of the renegade elements in the security services.
The message out of Europe's capitals has been overwhelmingly encouraging. French President Nicolas Sarkozy said it marked a step in the integration of Serbia to the EU someday soon. But although the main demand has now been fulfilled, other obstacles remain. Not least Belgrade's fraught relationship with its former province, Kosovo, Rosa Balfour of the European Policy Centre.
The biggest question is, of course, the status of Kosovo. But even there, we have seen some positive signs because Belgrade and Pristina have started a dialogue. What I would hope is that Serbia does not squander this capital that it has accumulated by being an unconstructive partner in the region.
Some diplomats in Brussels have always maintained that having Mladic on the run was a convenient excuse for those countries reluctant to take on yet more new EU members. The demand for compliance with the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia, or ICTI, in The Hague, allowed countries like the Netherlands, which were weary of the EU's enlargement process, to block Serbia's accession. But that, too, seems to be changing.
I do think there is a strong constituency headed, you know, even by Britain, which has been strict on ICTY conditionality, but also wants to see Serbia in the EU because of the benefit that that will produce to stabilizing the region. The region is not yet fully stable and is not yet fully peaceful.
Justice officials in The Hague say it will take at least a week before Mladic is handed over, and the trial is likely to last many months. Vanessa Mock, Deutsche Welle Radio, Brussels.